Professor Ed Blakely. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, and the answer to that question is T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot.
Never go home again.
That's the one, mate. That's the one. So we're looking at Bernie Sanders this morning. Now, Bernie and Trump, they almost seem like shadow archetypes of one another. They've got this outsider, anti-establishment approach, and the mainstays of their party, they don't really seem to know how to deal with them. Has Bernie got the same level of impact as Trump has been having?
Almost. It's been quite surprising since I've been here, going to people's homes and things like that, and having Bernie talked about seriously. I thought he was a bit of a, someone who went in the race with no intention of winning, but to stir things up. Not so. He is a real candidate. He is so real that he went to the White House this week to meet with the president.
It's interesting because President Obama, he seems to have mostly stayed out of commentating on the race up until now.
Well, he's not commentating on the race. I think what he's doing is making sure that Bernie Sanders doesn't put a torch to his legacy. It's important to the president, with about less than a year, that Bernie Sanders doesn't attack him and what he's done. He can take that from Trump or the Republicans, even a little bit from Hillary, who would be polite. But Bernie Sanders is a bit like Trump. He is raw, and I've heard him, and he's pretty vitriolic. That's what the people who listen to him want to hear. They want to hear they've been screwed. That's what they get from Trump. That's what they get from him. From him, they've been screwed by people like Trump, who basically made their money by depressing the American worker, building big buildings and things like this on American capital. Trump, of course, insulated himself to a great degree from the financial crisis in housing and in real estate, which he's a part of, but he doesn't want to talk about that. But Bernie certainly does. And Bernie wants to talk about Hillary Clinton, who snuggled up to Goldman Sachs and some of the big firms that probably should have gone to jail in this big fiasco. So here on television, you get nothing but this about every 10 minutes. It is fierce.
So let me ask, when you mentioned Hillary there, let me ask the Hillary question. The establishment of the Democratic Party, they really seem to have their hearts set on her. Why is that?
Well, hey, you know, if you had an old girlfriend that, went off into the sunset and all of a sudden she's resurrected again, at least in name, through her sister, you'd be feeling, oh, maybe I can get the magic back. We're talking about the Clinton magic. And people, they don't see Hillary Clinton. They see Bill. And the magic of Bill is profound. It is still profound. Now, if you compared what Bill Clinton did in the White House and what Obama did, you know, in many areas, Obama has been superior. But he hasn't cast that magic. Can you imagine one of our politicians surviving a pinch on the wrong bomb? He surprised, he had more than that going and survived it.
It was astonishing, yeah.
Astonishing. So there's a lot of mystique and magic about Clinton, and I have to say on the air that I served under Clinton as a Clinton appointee and had a lot of respect for his urban policies because I helped craft them, and I think they are still the basic, the most important policies in the country. So people want to go back to the Clinton days. In the Clinton days, the U.S. was struggling. It had a terrible situation with this imbalance of trade. But guess what? The United States had a surplus in its treasury under Bill Clinton.
Now, the Democratic establishment, there's been some suggestions even of dirty pool. Not so long ago, the Bernie Sanders campaign was blocked from accessing voter data over a bit of a convoluted situation where a Sanders aide was accused of snooping on Hillary Clinton. Is there more to this, do you think?
Oh, I think this is typical of American campaigns and very zealous folks that you hire who want to get at the database that you're using, particularly to get at your money. It's not a big deal, but it's certainly enough to harm a candidate like Bernie. I would say Bernie is not up to such things. He is deeply an honest person, but he's strident in his beliefs. And they are so far to the left, as far to the left as Trump is to the right.
But even at this stage, as long as enough moderates come out to vote, it seems like the left, the Democrats, could put up a broom handle with a wig on it and ultimately win the presidency against the Republicans. But can Bernie win against Hillary?
Well, look, I think Bernie, this is a 15-round bout in boxing, if I'm going to use that analogy, and he might put a glove on Hillary in New Hampshire and in Iowa, but when the heavyweights come in, California and the big states, Bernie is not going to be able to do it because the middle in those states is so big.
Mm.
Where New Hampshire has always been a state of extremes. Extreme candidates have won there. Usually Iowa bounces around. I believe Kennedy lost Iowa. Not sure about that. So it's... remember, Iowa is not all the voters of Iowa. It's just the party goers, the party members. So they have a disproportionate amount of say. And to this point, they're not saying what they're going to do. 40% of them have not announced how they're going to vote. 40% of the party goers.
Well, I think a bit closer to some of these big states, we will have to... we'll have to get you on and have a bit more of a chat about the Democratic race. But, Ed, thank you very much. Do appreciate you calling us from over in the U.S. this morning and having a bit of a chat with us about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, I am coming home again.
So
don't play that song.
Looking forward to it, mate. Looking forward to it.
Take care, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
That was our regular U.S. correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, speaking to us about the Bernie Sanders campaign for the Democratic nomination in the U.S. race for president. So...